Moncrief on News Talk.
That's yours for what it's worth.
That's it.
That's it. Ever administered insulin?
No.
Right, he's type 1 diabetic, needs an injection before every meal, or if his blood sugar spikes, or he's experiencing crashes.
Okay.
Don't worry, he's good at telling you when. Took away his insulin pump. Safe for you, dear.
That's Prisoner. You can stream from Wednesday on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. James Dempsey joins us once again. Afternoon, James.
Afternoon.
So obviously from the accents, I'm assuming this is English.
It is an action
thriller. Would that be?
Yeah, fair? Very much so. I have to remember when I saw the branding originally, I thought it was some sort of remake of that, like either 60s or 70s TV show.
Patrick McGowan show, yeah, Prisoner.
Right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It isn't. Unfortunately, yeah. It's a bit of a mixed bag. This one, I would say, right. So on paper, I think it reads like a pretty kind of classic 90s action thriller movie, right? Mm. So who we heard in the clip there is Scottish actress Izooka Hoyle. She's probably best known for her role in Big Boys as, well, one of the girls. And she plays Amber Todd, who is a prison, you know, let me get my wording correct here. She's a prison transport officer whose job is to transport prisoners from place to place. And she is back from maternity leave day one and is also studying on the side and decides to take an extra shift. And does it go wrong?
Okay.
Of course
she's
it does.
She's busy enough as it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So she is tasked with transferring French actor Tahar Rahim. He's probably best known for my favourite film of all time, A Prophet. He's never been good in anything in English here. And he, I'm going to say, he not to be a prophet of doom, but he sort of continues down that streak here. He plays Tibor Stone, oddly named character, who is a hitman for a alleged criminal organisation known as Pegasus, that is run by Irish actor Brian F. O'Byrne, the very decorated Irish actor. Now, he plays Harrison Dempsey, no relation, and he is on trial in the Old Bailey. And they need to get this key witness from somewhere to the Old Bailey in time for the trial.
Yeah.
And do things go wrong? Obviously, of course they do.
Yeah.
Now, all that kind of stuff, it does sound like a classic 90s action film, right? But of course, a classic 90s action film would be at its extreme 2 hours long and probably a tight 90 minutes. And here we get 6 hour long episodes. And obviously you need to fill 6 hour long episodes. Some of the filler works quite well. So for instance, you get Finn Bennett, who was recently seen in Knight of the Seven Kingdoms with a very severe bleach job on his hair, as one of the, you know, Targaryen princes, the bad one, let's say. He plays Amber's, I'm not sure, quite sure what their relationship is, but he's the father of her child anyway. He plays Ollie. And I guess I liked this kind of spin of, instead of having, you know, the wife back home minding the kids, you at least had a stay-at-home dad and a working mother, and the peril that comes into their relationship and the stay-at-home dad now having to go on the run with the baby, all that kind of stuff, you know, is clever and novel and interesting. Maybe not clever, but novel, right? Whereas the rest of the filler to me didn't quite work. I mean, you know, I would say they're going, you know, sometimes when you get previews of shows like this, you get told, do not give this spoiler away, do not give this spoiler away. And a lot of these spoilers are kind of things that, like, if you are not able to guess that this is going to happen, you haven't seen very many TV shows in your life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that they can't be enjoyable in and of themselves. Just because you guess them doesn't mean they're necessarily bad, you know, plot points. They can still be perfectly serviceable. And I guess in a way this is serviceable television, but put it this way, I just think if they had made this 4 episodes instead of 6, they could have had a much kind of tighter, neater, rawer show that is more interesting. When it is good, and I mean it has some very good action sequences going on as they're, you know, attempting to escape whatever peril is coming their way, the action sequences are quite well shot and they're novel and they're good. But when it's sort of adding layers of international intrigue and internal conflict in the, you know, police organization and stuff like that to kind of add airtime to it, to me, I just felt like we were plodding our way to a sort of somewhat inevitable ending nonetheless.
Yeah. So are the two main strands the difficulties or not with getting this key witness to the Old Bailey plus your woman's home life stresses?
I mean, that is what I thought when we when we first went into it. But it is revealed, more of her backstory is revealed, and different relationships come to the forefront. Then they also bring in different relationships of this key witness, Tibor Stone, into the fray as well. Then we have internal plight amongst the Pegasus crime organization. There's just a lot of chefs in this kitchen.
Oh gosh,
is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And you know, while I think it starts very strongly with this opening episode, which sort of sets all the basic pieces on the, you know, on the chessboard, it's trying to think 10 moves ahead every single time, while the rest of us are like scrolling on our phones.
Yeah.
You know, watching this, and it doesn't need to be quite as clever as it thinks it has to be if it was just a little briefer.
Why are they called Pegasus? The crime, that doesn't sound very scary. That sounds quite pleasant, actually. Sounds like a prog rock band or something.
You know, you're going to have to take that up with Matt Chapman, who is the writer of this.
Yeah. Makes no sense at all. Right, our next show is Margot's Got Money Troubles. It can stream new episodes every Wednesday on Apple TV+. Here's a clip.
Maybe this was a stupid decision, and maybe you were right. But this is my decision, and I'm having this baby. And for you to not show an inch of joy, how dare you not celebrate it?
Because I don't! Will I love him, of course, just as I love you!
Right, okay. Already that was quite fraught, in that particular scene. It's quite upfront, is it? How would you define its attitude towards people who work on OnlyFans?
Because
that's a big factor here.
Yeah, right. So I think it is sympathetic and empathetic to anyone who makes a living selling different parts of their bodies, because it also explores wrestling as a career and the effects that that might have on your body, you know, as much as appearing on OnlyFans. So who we heard in the clip there were Elle Fanning, recently Oscar nominated for Sentimental Value. But I have to admit that, you know, I always think she's absolutely incredible in the movie Super 8 as like a child star. And here, this is the best I've seen her since then. I think she's absolutely fantastic in this. She plays Margot Millett, who is a college student who, like many screen college students do, ends up falling in love with her professor. It's always their literary professor as well, right?
Yeah, well, you know. Maths.
Yeah, right? Well, then they could have worked out what the 1+1 equals. But anyway, and of course, she falls pregnant and decides to keep the baby. And we heard her in the clip there with Michelle Pfeiffer, who plays her mother, Cheyenne, who had her as a Hooters waitress, and sort of, while she loves her daughter, regrets the impact it had on her life. And she decides to keep the baby, but of course she's college age, so this brings about suddenly very earnest and urgent money issues. She's unable to go back to college, she's unable to keep a job, and she's not on any kind of maternity leave or receiving child benefit or whatever, so she's got real money problems. And her solution to that, of course, is to turn to OnlyFans. Now, obviously, OnlyFans is a very well-known platform at this point. If people are unfamiliar, I don't suggest you search for it at your workplace. But it is a subscription-based service, not exclusively, though, I believe, mostly entirely for adult content, I'm going to say. And what we know about Margot is that she's a dynamic, creative person. That's what sort of first attracts her literary professor, her writing, and she begins to spin her own creativity into the content that she's producing. Now, it is, I'm going to say, a warts and all look at new motherhood and OnlyFans content creation, because Elle Fanning is putting it all on the screen, right, for you to see. And by that, I mean the OnlyFans content is somewhat quite explicit, but also, let's say, there are many scenes involving, the physical effects of labor and early motherhood, lactation, etc. that are not for the faint-hearted or the light-hearted amongst us, I'll say. But I really enjoyed this. Now, it comes from David E. Kelly, who is like, you know, has been making prestige TV for as long as people have been describing prestige TV. He's probably best known for striking it big in 2017 with Big Little Lies, which he made with, obviously, Nicole Kidman and lots of other people. This is his fourth co-project with Nicole Kidman, who is a producer on the show. And it is adapted from a big novel from last, I think it might be 2024, anyway. I will say it is fun and frothy in a Big Little Lies kind of way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like what I think deserves extra credit in its mention is the production design, right? Because it takes on this sort of, I mean, I should say Margot's content takes on this sort of sci-fi cosplay bent to it. That comes from her housemate, who's played by Northern Irish actress Thaddea Graham, who's probably best known as one of the better things in Bad Sisters season 2, although I think that show really did pick up a little bit towards the end. But it's also directed as well, half the episodes by Irish director Dervla Walsh. So is a bit of a seam of Irishness throughout it. But all in, I thought it was fun and good. Michelle Pfeiffer, who, you know, like I suppose had a few waning years in her career, but has come back big in 2026 with this and a show on Paramount Plus, which I actually haven't seen. I can't even remember what it's called. Anyway, she here is in absolutely flying form as Cheyenne. And that scene that, you know, that I pulled there, that clip from, where there's an argument between her and Elle Fanning as Margot, is really raw and funny and true. And it's about how having a baby when you're not, when in this day and age, people are not expecting you to have a baby, does impact your life. And, you know, my father was one for saying having a baby changes you utterly, utterly. And I could hear that ringing through when I was watching it.
Yeah. And is there a father involved?
Sorry.
Is Michelle Pfeiffer saying, his character saying, I did the same thing and it changed my life.
So, he comes in the form of Nick Offerman. He plays Jinx Millet, who is like a former pro wrestler. When we meet him right at the beginning of the show, he's in rehab and just coming out of rehab. He's estranged from Margot and his, Margot's mother. He's estranged from his current wife, and he comes back into the fray trying to change his life. All in, this is more comedy than drama.
Sure.
But I will say it manages to balance both of them very successfully.
Yeah, and Nicole Kidman's in it as well, apparently, the producer.
She plays also a former wrestler named Lace of the duo Leather and Lace.
Now that I can't imagine, no.
She's very talented.
Right? Yeah, she is. But, she's like a stick. Okay, that's an interesting one. Margot's got money troubles. Right, our third show, Half Man. It's on tomorrow night at 10:40 on BBC One. Here's a clip.
I'm not speaking about this.
You don't have to speak. You have to listen.
Really? You picked today? My wedding.
Right, that's Half Man. And of course, this is from Richard Gadd, the man who gave his baby reindeer.
Yes.
So, some act to follow.
Yeah, right. And I don't know if they realised that they, the lightning that they had captured in a bottle with baby reindeer a few years ago, because it became the zeitgeisty show of its time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the advantage that Baby Reindeer had over Half Man is that it began as a one-man show in Edinburgh, and it was also inspired by his
true
real
events,
life, right?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of, material to draw on in order to produce that show and go on and win multiple Emmys and Golden Globes, etc., etc. This was actually planned before Baby Reindeer came into existence. So there is a bit of longevity in this as well. But if you were to ask me what exactly it is about, I will struggle to tell you in the first episode, because the first episode is about hard man, right? As in, it's called Half Man, but this is this rough, hard, tough guy, played by Richard Gadd. He plays Reuben Pallister. Young Reuben is Stuart Campbell, who is a young offender who we learn in the opening episode has bitten off another young man's nose at some point. And we also heard in the clip there Jamie Bell as Niall Kennedy. Mitchell Robertson plays young Niall, growing up in Glasgow in the 1980s, in inverted commas. Now, I know it is meant to be the 1980s, but I also, when people are watching it, it plays very unusually visually with the timeline, because it's set in the 80s, but it doesn't necessarily look anything like the 80s, but yet it doesn't, it's sort of this timeless 80s.
Okay.
And then, and then we flash forward 40 years to obviously the wedding day of Jamie Bell, where he is styled again like a man from the 1980s. It's a little, I found this kind of visually confusing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Now, the performances are all absolutely excellent. And Richard Gadd, who was incredibly sympathetic, not always likable in Baby Reindeer by any means, but a very sympathetic figure for the various terrible things that happened to him, presumably in his real life, has returned here, having taken the protein and doing CrossFit. I don't know, because he is
always all bulked up.
He is like massively bulked up, and boy does he want you to see it. Because if you know, in that opening scene, which is this 4 minute long, incredibly tense sequence, he is just this like brutal animalistic man. Then, while Jamie Bell is like cowering in front of him,
yeah.
And who wouldn't, right? Then it flashes back to the '80s, where he, as this delinquent, you know, young offender, moves in with the young Jamie Bell, and Jamie Bell, of course, is like nerdy boy, you know, being bullied. There's questions about his own sexuality and things like that. And of course, this bully comes into his life with whom he is somewhat infatuated, yet also absolutely terrified of.
Yeah.
And what will this wreak for their relationship across 4 decades? Now, that's, I really wish I had seen more than one episode, because like, honestly, there's no more that I can tell you than that, except for violence,
yeah.
aggression, anger, you know, roughness. So I am keen to see where it goes. If you're looking for the kind of, I mean, like Baby Reindeer at least came with these, like it was tough and hard to watch, and it was sad, and it was, you know, weird, but it also had levity here,
yes.
And like,
yeah.
Occasionally. And this opening episode is like 1 hour of like grim stress. So if you're looking for like, you know,
yeah.
gallstones, then this is the kind of show to watch. But if you know, if you want something a bit more lighthearted, go for Margo. Right?
Yeah. So, but tonally, then it's very dark. And,
yes.
And does it let up at all? Because it's a bit of light and shade. The tense bit become more tense if you have
like for instance, right, so like, okay, it would be wrong to say there's no humour in it at all. I mean, yeah. Gad began as a comedian, a comedic style I personally don't particularly warm to, but, you know, according to Baby Reindeer anyway, that's what I gleaned. But like, certainly an understanding that he is a comedian. There is definitely tiny shades of humour, but like, I'll even say, you know, there is perhaps the most uncomfortable sex scene I have seen on screen in a very long time that happens roughly 3/4 of the way through this first episode. And yeah, tense. This whole thing is just tension, 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 tension. And I don't quite know when it's going to break, but I hope it does.
Okay, well, that's it. Yeah, well, is it?
You won't be like, you won't be bored. I'm telling you that.
Absolutely.
By any means.
No, but is it a good follow up to Baby Reindeer, or you're kind of
the
I'm
jury
not sure
is out? Yeah, I'm on the fence.
Yeah. All right. Those three shows are Prisoner. You can stream from Wednesday on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. Margot's Got Money Troubles. You can stream new episodes every Wednesday on Apple TV Plus. And Half Man. That's on tomorrow night at 10:40 on BBC One. James Dempsey, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.